From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Well, just as our intrepid reporter Mike Pesca is pondering gas prices. Wait, doesn't he live in Manhattan? Does he even drive a car? Car makers are in Washington today lobbying Congress against tougher fuel economy rules. This debate, though, has produced a kind of rare alliance. Labor leaders and executives from automakers in the U.S. and abroad. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Luke.
So what's exactly happening in Congress that actually has the automakers and the unions this nervous?
Well, one word, Luke, or I guess I should say one acronym, CAFE, and that's the Corporate Average Fuel Economy Standards for Cars and Trucks set by the federal government. This standard hasn't changed for more than 30 years. Basically, it requires automakers who sell cars in the U.S. to have fleet-wide average fuel economy of about 27.5 miles per gallon for cars. But now the issue is heating up again in Washington. There are several proposals in Congress that call for boosting the standards for all vehicles to about 35 miles per gallon over the next decade. And in the past, lawmakers have tried to do this in the name of energy independence, say, but this time around, it's all about climate change, since transportation accounts for about 30% of greenhouse gas emissions.
So what's the car industry make of all this?
They basically see it a little differently. Today in Washington, you've got leaders from the United Auto Workers and the top executives of GM, Ford, Chrysler, and even Toyota arguing that they shouldn't be singled out in the government's attempts to do something about global warming. Their main argument is economics. A White House estimate says boosting fuel economy standards could cost the industry about $114 billion. And union leaders, of course, are worried about losing more jobs.
So does it actually seem likely that Congress would pass tougher fuel economy standards? They've talked about this for years and years, but, you know, it's Democratic Congress.
Sure, Luke, but it's a lot easier than passing something a lot more sweeping like, say, a cap on CO2 emissions or a carbon tax, dare I say tax, on fossil fuels. Those would directly affect a lot more people, and people, of course, being the voters who put the legislators in office. But the automakers say they can't afford to boost fuel efficiency without the rest of the economy and the consumers on board. I talked to Peter Brown with Automotive News, and he says they may have a point. He says the U.S. energy policy as it stands is full of contradictions.
The policy is let's make sure that the pipeline stays full of oil, which is a good policy if you want to burn as much oil as possible. And then simultaneously, you go to the car makers, and you have to sell cars that meet the following fuel economy standard. Your customers don't have to buy them, but you have to sell them.
Now, Brown says a fuel tax would be much more effective, but the reality is we may not see either of these things. Michigan Democrat John Dingell is the gatekeeper at the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and he's a fierce opponent of boosting CAFE standards.
Yes, he is. Hey, thanks, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, the American Episcopal Church is divided. Moral issues have driven a wedge between congregants. In Falls Church, Virginia, that split's come down to property rights. The story and the numbers, too, from American Public Media.
Support for Day to Day's Marketplace Report comes from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services, online at thrivent.com.